from Oil City is where Mitch Littler heralds, and I think you'll enjoy hearing him. He comes from a family steeped in a lot of music tradition. His dad helped him find us here, and his grandfather, also a musician. We'll learn a little bit more about him as the hour rolls on. Let's now welcome Mitch Littler.
Hey, thank you.
I see the wheels in your head start turning. Then I know you're burning. When I get on next week's turn, you won't need me no more. So I got $35, gonna be fine. I got a six-string guitar, I'll play my song tonight. I'm gonna play it right. Let's play it. Don't mind, cause oh, I got a lady, well, way down low, where you don't go, well, at the place with the neon lights, I got everything, well, I need tonight, well, I need tonight, yeah, say what? So please don't stop me now, well, please don't stop me now. I got $35, gonna be fine. I got a six-string guitar, I'll play my song tonight. Gonna play it right. Break it down. Introduce my band to you. I got a whole band here, and I'm not crazy depending on who you talk to. So on the bass, I got my thumb, working thumb. Yeah. Show us what you can do. Hey. Now on lead guitar, I got the rest of my fingers. There we go. Drums, I got my two left feet. What? Yeah. Now on harmonica, I got my loud mouth. $35, gonna be fine. I got a six-string guitar, I'll play my song tonight. I'm gonna play it right. Let's play it on out of here.
There's Mitch Littler at the Saturday Light Brigade. Welcome. And I need to know all about you. You don't have to do it all in our first conversation here, but I know you're from Oil City now. Is that where you were raised?
Well, tell you what, we moved up there probably when I was 4, 5, 10. Mm-hmm. Got my dad in the back to tell me, but yeah, but we're my dad's family is from Pittsburgh, and my mom's from Will City.
I see.
So
that would explain that a bit, and I know. Speaking of your dad, you had mentioned to me when you originally wrote to us that you're from a line of musicians. Tell me a bit about your family.
Yeah, so my grandfather on my dad's side, Gerald Littler, he was a jazz musician. That's what he did. That's how he made his living. And I never got a chance to meet him, actually. He died in 1986.
And he was in Pittsburgh doing that?
Yes, out of Pittsburgh.
Some people may know him. In fact, if you let us know if you know Gerald.
Yes. Yep.
Littler. And then your dad also played music or plays music?
Yeah, well, he's kind of, I got to say that from a really young age, you know, I didn't really start picking up playing until I was about 14 or so. But I've always been around music, and it's, you know, thanks to my dad, you know, I realized that I probably got a little bit of a step up on learning things because of him, you know, definitely a big influence on me. You know, he really helped me a lot, you know, learning what I'm doing.
Do you remember when you were 14, what prompted you to get started?
Oh, yeah, it's real clear. It was a real clear moment. It's kind of funny. You know, when you have a family member that plays and you're real young, sometimes it doesn't click, I think, you know, immediately. And for me, I know it didn't. And one day, we were driving along in the car, and Jimi Hendrix came on the radio, you know. Of course, for a lot of people, you know, that's how it worked. I think it was all on the Watchtower. If that
it's
is
funny. I was just thinking about Jimi Hendrix last night, and I probably think about Jimi Hendrix maybe 4 or 5 times a year, but I was just thinking about him last night, actually watching some videos of him.
Yeah, really, really interesting player, but I don't know what happened that day. For some reason, I heard it, and I wanted to do that really, really bad. And when I started playing guitar, I had a couple guitar lessons really early on, and after that I took it from on my own. But I remember going to my guitar teacher with I think it was Tab for Jimi Hendrix Star Spangled Banner in the first lesson, and he looked at me and I gave me some look, and I'm like, I want to do this. And he's like, well, let's start you on something a little easier there. But so that's really what kicked it off. And from there, you know, Jimi Hendrix, you can follow kind of almost a lineage back of musicians, which kind of brought me to what I really, you know, love is a lot of blues and hill country blues.
Have you ever heard of the guitar player Terry Kath, K-A-T-H?
No, I haven't. Okay.
He was the guitar player in Chicago, the band Chicago. Unfortunately, he passed away from an accidental gunshot wound, which the terrible tragedy. Jimi Hendrix considered him a better guitarist than himself. And it's why I was watching some videos of him and of Hendrix last night. You would enjoy him if you enjoyed Jimi Hendrix. But now it sounds like you're more in the flat picking and acoustic and blues, which you and I share. How did you make that transition? What caused you to do that?
Well, you know, I started out and I really wanted to be a lead player, you know, electric, and I did that too. But I ended up kind of just finding my way kind of doing this solo thing a little more, one-man band kind of routine. And I think it just had a lot to do with the fact that I liked songs that I really didn't know anybody else who was playing them. So like a lot of your older blues tunes or even like hill country tunes, which, you know, even blues players, some of them aren't too familiar with. And so it was real hard for find a band to really pull together for that. And so it kind of just made me drift off on my own for, you know, acoustic.
That's great. So you manufactured your own band to play the music.
A little bit. Sort of like that.
Tell me about the first song you played.
Ever?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I don't remember. It's either...
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant the... Ever is good, too. I meant the one you opened up with. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah. Don't Stop Me Now. Actually, I wrote that song, and it's kind of an interesting one. It came together, I think, in like under 15 minutes or something like that. Like, well, that's at least what I say. From when I got the idea and finished it, it was like 15 minutes. So, but I think with songs like that, especially for me, you're kind of, even before you have the song and start putting it together, it's already a little bit in your head, you know, and it translates out. One day it just all builds up, then you have a song. At least for me, that's how it works.
Yeah, sometimes you're working on it and you don't even really know you're working on it. What would you like to play next?
I'll do you a little tune since I was kind of mentioning blues stuff here, and I'll play a song for you. And this one, it's called Reel Me On In, and it got me invited down to Clarksdale, Mississippi for Jute Joint Festival 2016. So it's giving me a lot of miles.
Yeah, absolutely. That's quite an honor. If you're just joining us, this is Mitch Littler playing on the Saturday Light Brigade, and the song is called Reel Me In.
If I was a catfish in a river deep and wide, well, all pretty little women trying to get me on your line. And I say, what us a trying? What us a trying? What to reel me on in to your show? But I always get away. Hey. Hello and goodbye, that's what I say. Well, now it's too bad, that's just my way. Oh, it's too bad. Oh, it's too bad. 'Cause when you reel me on into your show, but I always get away. If you want me so bad now, just to jump on in, sink to the bottom with me, sink to bottom with me, never come back again. Oh no, never again. Oh yeah. So when you reel me on into your show, but I always get away.
That's a great song, Mitch Littler, here at the Saturday Light Brigade. So have you gone down already to Mississippi?
Yeah. Back in 2016, April of 2016, first I'll get to this point here. I've been making my full-time career right now for past year and a half or so on just music. So that's how I've been making my living. And just about that time is when I really got going into it. And I was kind of just sending some stuff around, talking to a couple people and networking. And a guy, Sean Apple, got a hold of me. And he called me up. And he's like a hill country blues player down. He plays a lot in Memphis. And he said, you really need to come down here. You know, really, really is a good thing. You know, I'll set you up. You'll play. I played at the Bluesberry Cafe in Clarksdale. And it's a really, really cool place. And being a blues player, you know, Clarksdale is like ground zero. And that's where Morgan Freeman has his club, Ground Zero Blues, which is real. Got to play there, too, which is a real interesting place. Met a lot of guys. I didn't realize how big they were when I met them. I wasn't too familiar with them. So it was really interesting. It was a good thing. Watermelon Slim was another one I got to meet, and he was really a great guy. Big influence on me now because they perform for the audience. It's about entertainment, which is something I really loved. You know, it's you're entertaining. You know, that's my favorite thing, is putting smiles on faces, you know, getting people excited and having fun. So
Did you give any thought to actually moving down there at all?
Well, Sean was trying to talk me into it at the time, and I didn't think I could make it work at the moment. I've definitely thought about it. Right now, I don't think it's I could really make it work. But, you know, in the future, it's something I do. I already have a couple dates for the South in April, Florida and places like that. I'm trying to work my way back to Jute Joint Festival for next April, 2018.
Now, you mentioned the Pittsburgh Blues Society, actually off the air, the Pittsburgh Blues Society, but you've been involved with that group as well?
Yeah, so I've been playing blues for a while, and I knew about the blues societies, and I really hadn't been involved. So I got involved fairly recently, within the last year here, and I got to perform in there. The Western Pennsylvania Blues Society 13th Annual Blues Challenge.
Yeah, they have. I was going to say they've got a. That's good that you rattled that off exactly correctly. But yeah, they have a blues challenge, and they involve folks, you know, very young as well as adult. Mm-hmm. And that had to be a good experience, I'd imagine.
Yeah, it was a really good thing. I know a lot of blues players in the area, but as a one-man band, I'm kind of solo, so I don't get really a chance to see or meet other blues musicians in the area. So it really was good for that. And it's a really good, you know, thing to do, because you get to meet other people doing the same thing you're doing. You know, the same idea, which for me, you know, I play a lot. You know, I'm from more northwest, you know, Pennsylvania, and I don't really get to meet a lot of these guys. So we're kind of loners in a way, you know.
Well, it's good that you get that chance to do that and compare notes. I'm curious, and we'll get to your next song in a second. You mentioned making the transition to supporting yourself solely as a musician, which is a transition a lot of people think about and dream about, and congratulations on doing it. Do you have any advice for people that are considering doing that or wanting to do it?
a lot. You know, I gotta be really humble. I'm still small potatoes in a way in the spectrum of the world, you know, for musical acts, but it's really interesting. You got to just really get out there and be persistent. Persistence mm-hmm. is, I mean, everybody says it, but that is the biggest thing, you know, because you're going to turn over a lot of rocks, you know, before you find, you know, you turn over that one and you find the people who really, you know, support you and put you up on a pedestal and really love what you do. So the biggest thing that I learned is when I was younger, before I did it, I got pretty discouraged, you know, with music, because I thought it was impossible to do. And, you know, I decided about a year and a half ago that I'm going to do this. I can make it happen. You know, I want to do it. It's a really modest living. That's what I got to say. But it's good. You know, it's better than what I was doing. And it's what I love to do. And it's really made my outlook on life a lot different.
Well, yeah, it's a lot, because we have this expression, making a living, that we somehow have equated with the definition of work. But actually, if you don't like your work, I wouldn't call that living necessarily. And plus, you know, one way to make money is to spend less of it, or to be more cautious in spending it. And before you know it, you can actually end up being very happy doing what you're doing. And I'm glad you were able to make that leap of faith.
You got to push real hard. that's what it is. You know, you got every day. I guess I'll give a little more advice if that's all right. I just thought about something, you know, get real organized. you know, don't forget things, write everything down, you know, have your list of contacts, of course, you know, talk to people. And when you perform, you know, really perform for the audience. You know, that's the biggest thing I think has probably helped me. As far as I know, being from this area, because it's still, you know, where I'm from is a fairly smaller area, so you have to make a bigger impact. So I really try to, you know, the audience is why I'm there, you know, and really just give them a really good show, something they can remember and really feel a part of.
Well, I think you're doing that today. A listener in Kentucky just wrote to say how much she's enjoying listening to you play, listening online, and we thank her for that. And I want to talk a little bit more about how folks can get to your website and get to some recordings. But why don't we get to another song first? What would you like
all
to
right.
do?
I'll do you a song here, and it's I get my harmonica rack on. Get the right. You don't want to play with the wrong harmonica.
No, no.
So here's a song. It's called Made to Go, and it's kind of, you know, when I was real young, we grew up by, well, we lived by the railroad tracks down in South Heights, you know, right in near Moon Township. I think a lot of people know that better.
That's suburban Glen Willard, yeah. right around that area.
That's where my dad's from, Glen Willard.
Crescent Township, Glen Willard.
Yeah. Not to get going on something else here, but I'll make it quick, but...
Does your dad, I know, knows the Saturday Light Brigade. Do you remember the days of the Glen Willard bell? You don't know that. Years ago, we used to ring a bell every time somebody's... Yeah. We had a lot of listeners in Glen Willard, and we had a little Glen Willard bell. You had to be there, but it was a quaint time. You were saying.
All right. Yeah. So, you know, you get... Trains, I really do love trains, you know, and trains and anything to do with rivers and riverboats and stuff like that. So one day it just kind of built up, and I had a song, and I wrote it in about 20 minutes, and I called my dad. I'm like, I got a train song, because he really wrote a lot, you know, quite a few train songs too. And I'm like, I finally got a train song, and it's changed a lot for me, but it's about a train and a riverboat, and it's really about the heart and soul and the journey through life. So here we go. Train in my heart, riverboat in my soul. Whoa, they never rest, 'cause they're just made to go. I'm made to go. I'm made to go. Well, now get out of the way. If you ain't gonna come along, leave you in the setting sun and in the early dawn. 'Cause I'm made to go, they're made to go. They always move with reason, never to be slow. Find the quickest way, just doing what they know. 'Cause they're made to go, they're made to go. Come on now. Oh, that train in my heart, riverboat in my soul. Whoa, they never rest, 'cause they're just made to go. I'm made to go, I'm made to go, yeah. Come on now. Well, they traveled all around, and this life is hard, but there's still time to make, so they catch the early start. 'Cause they're made to go, they're made to go. There's a heavy loaded haul, they won't stop. It ain't their choice, it's just all they got. 'Cause they're made to go,
they're made to go. Come on now. Well, that train in my heart, riverboat in my soul, whoa, they never rest, 'cause they're just made to go. I'm made to go. I'm made to go. One more time. Well, that train in my heart, riverboat in my soul, whoa, they never rest, 'cause they're just made to go. I'm made to go. I'm made to go.
Mitch Littler at the Saturday Light Brigade. That's a good song. I like that song a lot. And it sounds like it's older than it is. I mean, decades older. It sounds like it's older than you are.
Thank you.
Which is a compliment. Have you had a chance to record? I know you've got a few things on SoundCloud that you can get to through your Facebook page, I think. What about CDs or anything you can purchase or download?
I got a couple CDs. I don't have anything really to purchase or download. You can definitely find it on SoundCloud. I have CDs, and you can buy them if you come to see me at a show or something like that. They're kind of I've been trying to – most people do a CD release, but I'm not really kind of doing that. I'm going to do it a little differently, you know, because I feel like things have changed a lot with music and how I do it. And so if you really love it, then you come see me, you can buy a CD. They're pretty affordable. I made them all myself and stuff like that. So pretty DIY.
Artisanal CD. Yes, the artisanal CD. That actually makes a lot of sense. So you have them there at the shows as a little bonus if you want to take a bit of you back home, you know, as you listen. And I gather they probably sound just like you do, right? You're not putting a lot of excess production or... CDs or
not too much. A couple songs I think I have a little distortion on the guitar and stuff like that. A few of them are a little, I tweaked them a little bit, but the most of them I did them on a room mic in one track, because I have my big box drum here and my guitar and my harmonica, and I was finding it real hard to try to get those all on one track. And I've done stuff with other people to try to record locally, and I couldn't seem to do it. It didn't work. So I figured I put a mic in a room and I played it through amps, and I kind of took it and from there worked with it a little bit. And, you always think you can do better. That's just the way it is as an artist.
Hard, yeah.
But it was a first for me, because I really haven't recorded too much. I recorded some stuff when I was 18 once when I was younger, and I haven't really since then. So it's been... I do a lot of performing now, so that's been the main focus.
It sounds like that's where your heart really is in getting in front of audiences. Have you busked much?
I have done a lot of that.
Yeah, I can imagine.
If you're younger, that's a good place to start. You'll learn a lot.
Now, any chances to see you locally performing?
Yeah, I got a couple places. The best thing to do is you can find me on Facebook. Today I just put a list up of every place I'll be by the end of in June. And I'm going to put a longer list up for the rest of the year. I've got a lot of dates. I'm booked pretty solid till about October. But tonight I'm going to be in Franklin, PA at Bella Cucina, for anybody near there, from 6:30 to 8:30. And then another one coming up is in Franklin, PA. I'll be at Blues and Barbecue June 18th, Sunday. It starts at noon. I'll be on at 1 o'clock. And that's a pretty good event up there. It's kind of our blues festival for the area.
Yeah, that's a great it's Father's Day. That should be a lot of fun. We'll make sure that we link to your Facebook page so that folks can get there. But you can also just look for Mitch Littler on Facebook. I'm sure he's easy to find.
It's pretty easy. You'll see the red jacket.
Yes. You know. Yes. Mitch is wearing, if you've been to our Facebook page, we put a picture of him up there. He's wearing a bright red jacket, which I think is a trademark. And It helps. I want that guy with the bright red jacket. Who is he?
Yeah, it definitely does. It makes it easy, you know. You need to do. I try to make it easy for people. I really want them to, you know. But enough of that.
Yeah, no, it's important. I think we should have time for two more if you're up for it.
Okay.
What do you want to do next?
I'll do a couple songs here. I'll do Now, the song I'm going to do last, I'm going to talk about that one real quick. I'm going to do a song with just harmonica.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to put my guitar down. That'll be the last one I do here, and I'll explain to you why I'm going to do that. But before that, I'll do a song.
If you didn't know, harmonicas are in different keys, and getting the right one matters. I've met guys that travel with a dozen or more harmonicas. I think you've got two or three here today.
Yeah, I got a lot more down there beside me, but yeah. Usually I end up about three or four of the same ones. You know, yeah. That's where you end up at. Now here's a little song. I didn't write this one. It's called Sweet Home Chicago. Now, I'll make it real quick. When I was down in Mississippi, I was talking to a guy, and down there, some of the older folks, they call a shuffle, which is where rock and roll came from, a little riff I'm doing. They call it the lump to lump. So if you're ever down there and hear somebody saying that, it's just a shuffle if you're a musician. So I'm gonna get to it.
I said, oh, honey, do you want to go?
Come on now.
I said, oh, yes, honey, do you want to go? Back to your same old place, a sweet home Chicago.
Check it out, I can do math.
1 and 1 is 2. 2 and 2 is 4. Come on now, baby, won't you get me off this floor? Crying, hey, yeah. Honey, do you want to go?
Yeah.
Back to your same old place, a sweet home Chicago.
Let's get on out of here.
I said, oh, honey, do you want to go?
Come on, tell me now.
I said, oh, yes, honey, do you want to go? Back to your same old place, a sweet home Chicago.
I'll tell you what,
ain't going down that by myself. Can't take you, baby, gone, take somebody else. Crying, hey, yeah, honey, do you want to go?
Yeah.
Back to your same old place, a sweet home Chicago.
Let's get out of here.
Mitch Lettler, well played, and look for him on Facebook. That's where you'll find him as he gets ready for his last song. I just want to acknowledge all of our guests today from early this morning. Susan Richter talking about Come Through for Chu, a fundraiser for Pittsburgh cycling legend Danny Chu, which is a week from today at Bicycle Heaven. Also, Stephanie Byers from Perry Traditional Academy, thank you for joining us today. Also, our pleasure to have Devin Moore and Jim Cunningham, two viola players here from Pittsburgh Concert Society, and the pianists you heard from Center for Young Musicians just a little while ago. Now, the guitar is gone. He's still atop the flat giant drum and the chair, and a harp is in his hand. What's this song you're about to do?
All right, I'm going to do a song here, and the reason why I'm only doing it with harmonica is for this reason. Now, back in the day, blues musicians, they were real lonesome characters. Well, they still are now. There's always been bands, though, but they were real lonesome. You know, they were like cats. They didn't like each other sometimes. And so you'd have your guitar man all by himself. You'd have your piano man all by himself. And you have harmonica man all by himself. Maybe doing a little something like this. So here's a little song I wrote called Moving Man. And now at the end here, I'll make this real quick, because usually when you come see me, you'll see me do this. I do a little thing at the end where I try to be like a train, and I'll have a whistle and stuff like that. So just to let you know, here we go, Moving Man. A big wild world. I don't steal, I don't lie, I don't need to, baby, to get by, cause I'm a, well, I'm a, well, I'm a, well, a moving man, that's what I am, yes, 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 yes. Changing my ways, breaking my chains, can't be held down here anymore, cause I'm a, well, I'm a, well, I'm a, well, a moving man, that's what I am, yes, 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 yes. Now the train gotta leave the station.